see.
Case number 10,737, John and Wendy Godwin, north of Route 54, Blueville Drive, being lot 21, block G, within Swan Keys of Illinois. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
John Godwin, 14922 Chelsea Circle, Mount Airy, Maryland.
All right. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, this is a reminder that this was left open from the December 6th meeting for the applicant to better prepare for the case.
Okay.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
I'm
Happy
fine,
New
sir.
Year's. Yeah, this is the with the side setback. The uniqueness of this is yes, the lot is narrow and will not allow for a suitable dwelling plus suitable offset parking as required as Swan Key development. And then on 1B is yes, when the dwelling is placed in the required setback, there's not significant space to provide parking for more than one vehicle. New parking is allowed on any of the streets by the association rules. In addition, due to degenerative joint disease, DJD, a ramp will need to be built in the future. There's not enough significant space for a ramp and park for two vehicles. And I also have support for medical documents of that.
You need a ramp?
In the near future, yes.
That's why the house can't be moved over?
That's one of the reasons. In the near future, it may need to have a ramp provided because of her degenerative joint disease. There's also the you want me to read back through and go to the question 2A. The significance of parking space for access ramp. 2B is yes, because the variance would allow for the vehicles to be parked at a safer distance from the road and provide a space for access ramp. It's also allowing for proper placement of the HVAC systems. Number three, the difference would have been created by applicants. No, the lot size were determined when the development was created in the 1970s. During that period, the setback requirements were only 5 feet, which is what I'm requesting tonight.
Okay.
I don't remember what you were saying, but the 5 feet setback was stated in the minutes of the opposing. Back with the other minutes of the other when I was here before, that the person on the right side of me approached 5 feet back in the 70s. To 4A, there's no similar variances have been granted in the neighborhood and have been noted in official records as will not alter the characters in the neighborhood. Keep going with it. No, there will be no interference with normal activities of the adjacent properties. Just as a reminder, the original setback was 5 feet, not 10, back in the early 70s. C, no, this will not interfere with any of the public land or utilities. Question 5A is no, the variance request would allow significant parking space for at least two vehicles and access ramp in the future. 5B is a yes, this will allow for a safer parking distance for at least two vehicles for Bluebell Drive and spaces for access ramp, also allowing for proper replacements of the HVAC systems on the opposing side. C is basically, sounds like it's the same question as A. Variance is the same. But I do have documentations for the you want to?
No.
Records, or medical records.
Do we need those?
I mean, he can submit them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be
sure.
Fine. Okay, if you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
I don't have any questions, but I'd like to remind everybody, when we heard this last time, there was a Charles and Wilma Denton that were sworn in opposition, and they stated that the applicant could place a manufactured home on the lot without variances, that they own the adjacent lot 20, and no parking permitted on the streets in Swan Keys development, that there is not a hardship to the applicant to comply with the required setbacks, that there is also safety concerns with the proposed placement of the unit, and that their home was placed in 1979 when the setback requirement was only 5 feet for the side yard. And as I recall, I believe that she might have stated something, in fact, she understood if they rebuilt, they would have to meet the new standards or new requirements. Uh-huh. No other questions.
Okay.
And then I also had three letters in opposition. Minutes.
I'm sorry?
I previously had three letters in opposition that's not noted in the minutes.
Three
letters of opposition we received. One of them was the Charles and Wilma Denton.
I thought maybe we had two then in opposition.
Well, two.
Or three.
We had received theirs, but they also came here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
That was not. If I had two that night and one there, so it would be three. Got glasses on, don't I? And they were 7 foot from the property line, as John just said. Okay. Well, gentlemen, any further discussion needed on this? Everybody ready to vote?
Steps and air conditioning units can encroach 3 feet.
Correct. Steps can encroach 5.
5.
AC units 3.
3.
Okay. Discussion, no further discussion, if the board is ready to vote.
Did you call for support or opposition tonight?
No.
I think you probably should, even though you heard it last time, it was a continuation, so that it gets continued.
Okay.
Somebody could be here that wasn't before.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Burke. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I
Okay, again, Chair, we'll call for a motion. Gentlemen?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10737, as I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood. It's not unusual. It's not an unusual application for Swan Keys. We had many like applications and have granted several. So I just think it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion? Again, I call for a second to the motion. Hearing none. Motion is denied or did. Okay. I guess we'll leave it on the table then. Leave it on the table. Okay.
Unless there's another motion that another is considered message? Tabled until the next regular meeting, put it on the agenda, I suppose.
Do it that way? Okay. Do I have another motion? To table it? Or if not? Motion lacking a second, there wasn't enough to carry it. So now I'm open for another motion. Hearing them, Mr. Bell?
I'd make a motion.
I'm sorry.
I'd make a motion to table it to our next regular meeting.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,737 until our next regular meeting, which will be on January the 24th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Your case is being tabled until our next regular meeting, which will be on January the 24th.
Okay, so okay. Show back up for...
You can, if you would like. There will be no further input from you. It'll be at that time the board will possibly render a decision on your case.
Okay.
So you may come if you would like.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number